It's time to catch up with Robbie Catter from Catter's Australian Party. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, Dave.
Mate, down to the wire this weekend, the big day.
Yeah, it's all come to its head and probably everyone's sick of hearing about pops and politicians and elections already. And I think most of the people already cast their vote. Anyway, we're over 50% have voted in Queensland. So, just a bit on autopilot now, mate. But, yeah. Hopefully we go well and see what happens.
Boy, has it been a hot potato this year, and I suppose most years, really. Crime, fixing the youth crime problem here in Townsville.
Yeah, mate. And, look, I pride myself on being someone that gets on the ground. Everyone says that, but there's a big difference. But actually listen to people and getting to the source of problems. And we believe we know where the source of the problem is. Not every problem, but you go back to the social dysfunction of why kids are on the street in the first place.
Yep.
And that's because mum and dad aren't doing well. Mum and dad usually aren't doing well if they haven't connected into the society where they're out of job and they can't get work and there's no aspiration for them.
Yep.
And that's what that's part of getting on top of it. But to stop the thing immediately, you need to get the kids the hell out of town. And that's the big gap in the system right now. Even if you have a curfew, even if you do this stuff, you still got to put the kids somewhere. Cleveland Bay's not working. What we're saying in Catter's Australian Party is get them 800 kilometres or 900 kilometres out in the bush. Double if you forget about escaping or trying to steal a car out there, you don't even need a fence out there.
Yeah.
That's the real way to start to address this problem. And we hope whoever becomes government, we're going to push very hard for that solution. It's the big gap in there, and I think that's how we can really help people.
This city is out of control.
Yeah, and see, the gap there is too with, everyone goes, we talk to police and magistrate constantly. They all support our concept of relocation centres.
It's a great idea.
But you need a law that forces the kid to go out there and do that, because at the moment they need parents' consent. You can pick them up on the street, but they need to go through
this long process. There's the problem.
No, bang. One
There's
day,
the problem.
The next day they're out there on a remote cattle station or out on a facility where you can take, and if you take 50 or 100 of the bad kids who are playing up there in Townsville, you'd be amazed at the difference that would make to crime. And that's what we think is not that hard to achieve if we can get some power in the next government.